Think so.
No, your other cousin.
When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Divine Wisdom Over One.
I'm just an ordinary person.
Well, this is true.
Divine greetings, everyone. To God be the glory. Bless his name. Bless his name. You bless his name. Hey, guys, it's Thursday, and we are thankful, giving God all praise, glory, and honor, for God is worthy of it all, whether we're up, down, whether we're feeling good or bad, whether we feel it's a great day or not so good of a day. God is yet worthy to be praised, so praise ye the Lord. Thank you for joining us on today. I am your host, Loretta Petit, of this wonderful podcast where we cast positive vision, positive vibes, and lift up a positive voice. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to talk to you about a passage of scripture found in Luke chapter 4, but before we get there, let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come now to thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you. We lift you up, O God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for the power to focus, for the power to do your will, for the power to speak words of life. Dear God, we thank you for the power to have courage to tell people about your saving power and your goodness. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We give your name the praise. We ask today for blessings over everyone under the sound of my voice. And, dear God, that you bless this line, this podcast, this team of podcasters under the Elation banner. We thank you, Lord God, for the visionary and for our producer, Sister Kimmy Kim. We give you thanks now. Continue to bless her in her endeavors. And God, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Well, I know that the weather has been shifting. It's been getting cooler in some places and, of course, cooler here as well in the beautiful Crescent City of New Orleans. And I know that my immune system has been hit because I feel it. From the sneezing and the cold, standing out there and doing that this morning. But I'm going to be okay. I mean, it's not like a sickness or anything like that to any degree because I have tea and I'm ready to take on this weather. What about you? What you guys are doing? I had to wrap up. I had to wrap up my throat. I had to put on a jacket because where I was going this morning was quite chilly. And you know how oil and water get together and they mingle for a quick second, but they separate? That's me in cold weather. And it's not really cold, cold yet. But anyway, it took a hit, but I'm going to get this tea today, and it's going to be well. Well, welcome to the 300th day of the year. This is October 27th, freest day in history, the 43rd week of the year. So we're winding down. We are winding down. And, you know, you only have 52 weeks. So it's like, you know, we don't have that many more to go, right? All right. As we look at this day, it is National Civics Day. I want to talk a little bit more about civics, the Civics Day. And it is the time of year where this wonderful stage play called The Lion King, it is touring. So keep that in mind. But one of the most prominent things that's going on right now in our country is Vladimir Putin and nuclear talks. That's major in our country right now. And on a lighter note for many and a darker note for the saints of the Most High, it is the week coming up Sunday of Halloween. And I know people stand at different places concerning Halloween. However, we can't help but be a part of neighborhoods that are just seriously celebrating Halloween. And, again, I don't stand in judgment of people because I have my own list of faults, my own list of craziness. However, we do want to be mindful that there are two powerful spirits in this world. I don't dibble and dabble in things that could cause the door to swing open that will invite the evil one. And that's all I want to say about that as it relates to what you believe and what you're doing. But I do want to say as a mouthpiece for the Lord that anything that doesn't exalt the Lord God, you probably need to take a double take and figure out how to get yourself out of it. Our kids will be circulating on this weekend. I think that's Monday, huh? Maybe it's Monday. And we want to be safe, keep our children safe. And, of course, if they're going out there trick-or-treating, make sure that you check what they get. Make sure they wash their hands well. When I tell you the enemy will pull out all of the stops, doesn't care who you are, how old you are, or how young you are, the devil will pull out all of the stops. And I had a wonderful opportunity to speak about a wonderful time we can have in the Lord when we are worshipers. But I also had to give warning that the enemy comes after us, especially the more we look like, and when I say look like, I mean our behavior patterns are like God, the more it seems like he's trying to take us out. So let's go back now a few steps to Halloween. When the kids are out there having fun, innocent fun, there's somebody looking for a place to hide among all of this innocent fun. So keep your eyes open, parents. Don't send your children. Make sure you're with your children. We, as a Christian community, for the most part, can't speak for everyone because I was talking to persons this week and, you know, they're into it and they love the Lord and all of that. So just make sure you keep your eyes on yours and on your neighbors too, actually. We don't have to be selfish about this thing. So what about seeing these, I saw a skeleton in somebody's yard, and I think he was as tall as the third story of their house. I couldn't believe it. Amazing. Now let me tell you a little darker story. In my neighborhood, I saw one of the guys hung up like they were hanging from a tree, two people hanging upside down. I was appalled. I couldn't believe it. So that's what I mean when I said you let that door open and, you know, the enemy steps in. He clouds your mind. He blinds you. And you start doing repulsive things like that. Anyway, let's go to what today is, turning the page now. Today is National Civics Day, and it is important that there are some things that we understand and know about how to be, you know, a good citizen, an upstanding citizen, and things like that. So when we talk about National Civics Day, we're giving this opportunity to celebrate civics for all through school, all through school. I remember when I was a little girl, we used to get, like, good citizens pins, and we had to learn about how to be an upstanding person for our family, for our block, for our community, for our city, to know what was going on, be in the know. So National Civics Day is kind of along those lines. It's an opportunity for Americans to celebrate civics through school, business, and community projects, and that would include showcasing and promoting and supporting community service, supporting education and things of that nature. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to look ahead and say, okay, so what's coming up this week that we can celebrate, especially with our young minds, and have them to do a project on it or have them to, you know, get an understanding of why we observe this day and why is this day important to us as Americans, or why this day is important to us as whatever your heritage is, you know, it's very, very important to do that. The Long Island University Roosevelt School and the Society of Presidential Descendants founded National Civics Day last year. And, of course, again, it is supporting education, civic education as a foundation for strong democracy. So that would have been something good for your young person to report on to you or talk about. Y'all have a circle at home when you talk. Have a couple of their friends over, with the parents' permission, of course, and help them to be concerned and interested and in the know about things happening in our nation, especially, and in our world. So turning the page now, today is somebody's birthday. I want to say happy birthday to you. It is the week of somebody's birthday. Happy belated birthday to you. And it's the week before somebody's birthday. Happy early birthday to you. And celebrating all of you born, all of you married on this day as well. Happy anniversary. And I pray God continues to keep you together, keep you strong, and keep you being a symbol of what marriage is all about. So I thank the Lord for you on today, and we celebrate you as well. Now, I want to talk about a quick word from the Lord, and it is found in the book of Luke. I probably told you that already, right? Luke chapter number 4. This is women winning at life from ministry to marketplace. And I want to say to you, as women of the Most High God, the evil one is very real. I've even heard people say, I don't believe in the devil. Well, you don't have to believe in him, but I do want you to believe that he does exist. So I'm taking you to Luke chapter 4 because you need to wake up and not be duped and not, you know, fall prey to things when you could kind of, you know, get yourself out of it if you just are attentive. Now, some things, of course, yeah, we all get hit, so to speak. We all run into situations. As a matter of fact, some people think that they are above being hit by the enemy, or they feel that they are so perfected in their faith that they no longer sin. Well, we have all schools of thought out there. We have so many different variations of what people believe and, you know, and what they do. But the Bible says, if you are a Bible believer from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible reports that the enemy even tried to bring Jesus down. Hello. So if the devil tried to bring Jesus down, the one who knew no sin, meaning that he did not sin, for real, then who are we to say that we're so perfected in our faith, the devil is not going to try and bring us down? I want somebody to wake up today. I really, really do. I want someone to wake up today and realize, honey, we are in a fight. I know we say the battle is the Lord's, but in the meantime, honey, you're going to feel some blows, trust me. You're going to feel some knockdowns. You're going to feel some things. You're going to have to come out swinging. You're going to have to come out swinging. You cannot be down for the count. So when I look in Luke chapter 2, I see these words. Luke chapter 4. Woo! Luke chapter 4. I find these words starting at verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, came back from the Jordan and was guided by the Spirit, capital S, in the wasteland for 40 days, being tested by the evil one, the devil, and he had no food in those days, talking about Jesus, and when they came to an end of the 40 days, he was in need of food, talking about Jesus. Verse 3, and the evil one, the devil, said to him, talking about Jesus, if you are the Son of God, give orders to this stone to become bread. And Jesus made answer to him in verse 4, it has been said in the writings, bread is not man's only need. And he took him up, the devil, took Jesus up to let him see all the kingdoms of the earth in a minute of time. And the evil one said, I will give you, ha, 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 I have to laugh right there. The devil can't give Jesus nothing. Well, let me go back. I'm reading, right? Verse 6. And the evil one said, I will give you authority over all these and the glory of them, for it has been given to me, and I give it to anyone at my pleasure. If then you will give worship to me, it will all be yours. What? So again, if the enemy was trying to get Jesus to worship him, what about you and me? Is he not trying to get us to worship him? And may I tell you, many people do. They worship the devil. How do they worship? Do they draw a circle in the middle of the floor and light their candles and make their incantations and all of that? No, that's the obvious thing that many witches and warlocks experience and get involved in. That's not how you worship the devil. What you do is you commit idolatry against God when you lay down with the devil, meaning you don't obey what the word of God says. You stay your hand from that, and you do what the enemy is whispering in your ear. That's how you worship him, by loving life so much when it doesn't involve God, loving the things you do so much, and God is not a part of it. That's how you worship the devil. Because in the life that you're loving, it is the life that he's showing you. It is the life he's speaking in your ear. That is what causes a rift between you and God. That's what causes you to end up a worshiper of the world rather than a worshiper of the Lord. And let me continue. Verse 8, Jesus gives his reply. Jesus says to him, it has been said in the writings, give worship to the Lord your God and be his servant only. And he took him to Jerusalem, talking about the devil taking Jesus, and put him in the highest point of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, let yourself go down from here, for it is said in the writings, he will give his angels, talking about Father God, will give his angels orders to take care of you, Jesus. And in their hands, they will keep you up so that your foot may not be crushed against the stone. In verse 12, Jesus gives this reply. He said to him, it is said in the writings, you may not put the Lord your God to the test. And when all these tests were ended, the devil went away from him for a time. And Jesus came back to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news of him went through all the country round about. So you can come back, bounce back victoriously when you know how to answer the evil one in these things. So maybe you have been a backslider. You walked away from God. get back into that word so you can know how to answer the evil one. Get on your knees and repent to God so that he can repair that breach that you have created when you walked away from him. His heart has never turned from you. His heart has always been toward you. Even if you could imagine in your spiritual imagination, he is reaching out his hand to you. The Bible says he's married to the backslider. So all you've got to do now is make a step. There was a song the Gospel Soul Children sang, I Made a Step. My God, if I can only find a copy of that song. I made a step. That's all you've got to do is make a step toward the Lord God. Because if you don't, the enemy is going to wear you out. Honey, I've come through some trials these past few years. I have had mountains upon mountains upon mountains. And I know if some people had to go through what I had to go through, they would probably be crazy now or would have taken themselves out. But I want you to know, because of the Holy Spirit, the Lord always causes us to triumph. He always causes us to win. So women, you can win at life no matter what you put your hands to. And you know, sometimes it doesn't work the first time, nor the second time, nor the fifth time, nor the tenth time. But in all of those times that you don't win at what you're attempting, a lesson is being sent to you. You're learning something in the process. Even if you're learning what not to do again, you're learning something. So talk it up as a lesson well learned. And never stop trying to be the best you can be in God. Never stop trying to walk in your purpose. And never stop worshiping the true and the living God. If you want to be a woman that can bounce back because you know what to say to that evil one, a woman who can stand tall no matter what the trials, the tribulations are, honey, I'm telling you, your reputation will precede you, and your gift will make room for you, and God will open doors for you. Hello and amen. Can somebody shout hallelujah, Jesus? Can somebody say hallelujah to God? I want to encourage you to continue to win at life and know that, once again, as I sum it up, wrap it up, and put a beautiful bow on it, if the enemy will try and tempt Jesus, God's only begotten Son, a man who knew no evil, he became sin for us, the propitiation that we needed. Hallelujah. If the enemy would try and tempt him, all knowing God in the form of Christ, all holy God in the form of Christ, he will definitely try and come after you, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, and anyone else that loves you, that's close to you. If he can't get you, he's going to try and go to your next of kin. So pray for your family. Cover them in prayer and ask God for his protection consistently. Ask God to guide you consistently. Ask God to be there through your situations, because we all have them. Ask God to let you hear him, feel him, let you experience him so that you can tie a knot and hold on. I've been your host, Loretta Petit, and you have been listening to the podcast where there's positive vision, positive voice, and, of course, your positive vibes. Don't you ever forget it. The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Reach out to me if you will. I'd love to correspond with you. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. My email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. What are you saying? LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And on that note, God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer. I'm Loretta Petit. Thanks, Kimmy Kim. I love you, girl, and I love all of you as well. Bye-bye.
Superhero. He's my superhero. He's my superhero. He's my superhero. He's my superhero. I'm coming to change the game. Shake these haters and switch your lane. Jesus Christ, the one that I claim. The name above my name. He's supernatural, like a superhero. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Six figure zeros. I'm working hard for the kingdom. Spread the word everywhere in the land. Blessed of our children, selling the word of God to bless every man. No matter who you are, I'm not the one to judge. If you are sick of blood, a street thug, or somebody's plug, I'm still gonna show you love. I used to be in the game, until I got on my knees and called out my hero's name. Father in heaven, forgive me for my sins, my life is torn apart. Gotta meet a new start, believing in you I can win. Again and again and again, he would catch me when I was falling. Getting hot but the time flies, I was ready to die, my name he was calling. His mercy and grace saved my life, protecting me from the evil. All the hatred and anger in my people. He is my hero.
He is my hero.
Showing the women and men, we got a tongue, I gotta repent so he can restore the land. He's got the master plan, every day we give him praise. No more am I a slave, thank God my soul is saved. All over the world, people are struggling from tribulation. My superheroes, the answer to every situation. People, please believe, our superheroes everywhere. When you're at home or in the streets, it's flying in the air. Be aware, stay so reminded, don't let the world have you blinded. Words of wisdom, stay ambitious, and never stop grinding. Hard work will pay off, have faith and keep believing. Never forget the devil's a lie, victory's your season. Stand strong, you ain't alone, God will never forsake you. When you represent the kingdom, yes, the world gon' hate you. Stand strong, you ain't alone, God will never forsake you. When you represent the kingdom, yes, the world gon' hate you.
He's my superhero.